Now we're going to have a reading, and Tom's going to bring that for us.
The Church in Antioch. Now those who had been scattered by the persecution in connection with Stephen travelled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, telling the message only to Jews. Some of them, however, men from Cyprus and Cyrene, went to Antioch and began to speak to Greeks also, telling them the good news about the Lord Jesus. The Lord's hand was with them, and a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord.
Thank you. A very short passage, but powerful passage, I think you'll agree. Sort of from the memoirs of the early church, the Acts, aren't they, really? It's a kind of a blow-by-blow account of how God was working in the life of his early church. Thank you for that, Tom, again. From persecution to blessing, now, you'd be thankful to know that I did plan to do a short message today. So we will have a short message. You know, we've just heard in our service how persecution towards Christians is increasing around the world today. It really is. Some of us may remember Aisha Bibi, who was under a death sentence in Pakistan, I believe, and she was in solitary confinement for years with this hanging over her. And thankfully she has been released. There's some good news occasionally breaks through. God can do works and can change situations. But it's difficult, and there is a lot of persecution around the world. Like in that last clip that we saw, Pastor Han, a real life story. You know, if you check up on it, you can see that he lived in South Korea, but he lived near the border, and he would go over into North Korea. And he really did touch a lot of people's lives, and it cost him his life, as David said and shared as well. In our own United Kingdom, we feel protected. And yes, to a degree we are, mainly because our Christian heritage, forged by many struggles and God's grace to us as a nation. But more and more, even in our own country, we see different types of persecution and discrimination among believers. This may be very open, from unjustified ridiculing of Christianity in textbooks. You know, I see that as a teacher when I go into schools day after day. And it really is quite powerful, and it's quite unjustified as well. Our children are being brainwashed, and in unjustifiable ways as well. They exaggerate things to make it look as bad as they can. This is happening. People losing their jobs, or maybe seen as unsuitable for areas of public life, just because they're living their faith. I could name many examples, and I'm sure that you could as well. But this type of thing is happening more and more. Our reading this morning from Acts chapter 11 mentions the persecution of Christians that became really intense just after the killing of Stephen. Well, they hadn't been called Christians then, actually, but the name Christian comes because of that. We can look at that in a moment. But basically, after the killing of Stephen, the first Christian martyr, it got so bad that these new believers had to flee for their lives from Jerusalem to other cities and places in the Roman Empire, and even further afield. However, God can make use of bad situations, you know? Listen to verse 20 again, talking about how things were after Christians became scattered, these early Christians. Some of them, however, men from Cyprus and Cyrene, went to Antioch and began to speak to Greeks also, telling them the good news about the Lord Jesus. The Lord's hand was with them, and a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord. Praise God. By the way, Christians were first called Christians at Antioch. The phrase, the Lord's hand was with them, is quite striking in that passage. We see here a people running for their lives, perhaps leaving everything behind, and yet in the midst of this, what do we see? We see blessing, surprisingly, perhaps. Certainly there was a blessing for those who got to hear and respond to the message. The hidden but hinted at before then, the salvation available in God's Messiah, Jesus Christ, was being revealed to the world. And people were just beginning to grasp that and to accept that. And the church was beginning. Its heart was beginning to beat as a living thing. But there was a blessing for those that carried the message as well. The fact is that in persecution, believers are forced to draw even closer to God, who is the source of all true blessing. Persecution, when it comes, is not pleasant. Lives are ruined, and real extreme hurt can be experienced. But it can be an opportunity to grow deeper in a person's walk with God, and also to spread the gospel. The two are obviously connected together. The closer we walk with God, the more powerful our witness will be for him. I want to encourage you this morning. If you're feeling your witness for Christ isn't so powerful, God's there. God is all powerful. Get closer to God. See your witness for him grow and develop. See amazing things. So instead of being put off these, going back to the story now, so instead of being put off, these early Christians told the good news of Jesus Christ. Good news that outweighed any hardship. Good news that was more liberating than any oppression. Good news that was more long-lasting than any temporary hardships and struggles. In fact, any persecution they or anyone had to face. I mentioned earlier that when a believer draws near to God, he draws near to us. That is why there was a blessing to be had, even in severe persecution, even because of it. In Matthew's Gospel, Jesus speaks of these things too, of a great reward in heaven when a believer experiences persecution because of their faith in God, even connecting them to the prophets of old. Hear these words. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. The Bible indicates here that we are seen by God in some ways as prophets, or acting like a prophet, when we stand strong in Jesus. Now, remember here that prophesying is not just related to predicting the future. It has that element to it as well. It is also speaking God's mind into a situation. For many around the world, refusing to let go of their faith despite great persecution is actually a prophetic act. It says to the world, Jesus is bigger than all the bad things that people may and can do to me. That is powerful. That is a powerful prophetic statement. In the Roman Empire, thousands of years ago now, in the first 300 years after Jesus' birth, being a Christian was often illegal, and people faced intense persecution at times, sometimes quite horrific. I won't go into details now. But during this time, and by the year 300 AD, it is estimated that around 10% of the people in the Roman Empire were Christians. That is a lot of people. The persecution hadn't stopped them. If anything, it helped. It helped authentic Christianity to be lived out. And that was a witness to the people around. Christians learned not to be followers of society. Not followers of society. You see lots of things on the news that we want to get on board with. Well, often Christianity, and I'd say true Christianity, often runs parallel and sometimes in the opposite direction to society. And these people were examples to society, not particularly followers. The Lord's hand, importantly, was with them. Today, we can help and support our fellow believers around the world as they face up to and endure sometimes severe persecution. So how can we help them? We can help them by praying for them. We've done some of that this morning. We can do more. By giving, perhaps. Perhaps through organisations such as Open Doors. And all of us can do this. By telling others of the situations that these people can find themselves in. Sharing to your friends and neighbours the truth of these things. The media doesn't often do it. Not as much as they should, at least. For ourselves, day to day, we may find that we are increasingly persecuted by an increasingly antagonistic and anti-Christian culture. I found that. Do you find that? It's true, isn't it? In all these things, though, know this, that if you stay true to your calling in Christ, and if we do suffer for his sake, and some of us may in the future, you will find, like the early Christians did, that the Lord's hand will be with you. And blessings, many and varied, even in the middle of hardships, will flow from that. Our God is good. Our God is faithful.